Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
Comes from Silver Spoon, Golden Rule, private school, never miss Sunday church. And I come from blue collar, low dollar, out here where concrete meets old red dirt. And I don't know what happened, but it sure don't add up on paper. But when I close my eyes late at night, you can bet I thank my maker. She keeps on loving me, loves me the way I am. She's not just alone for the ride, she's my biggest fan. Lord, it's a little hope, piece of heaven when we lay down tonight. She keeps on loving me, and I keep on wondering why.
This is the Red Clay Strays. Vern has been trying to get me to play this music on the air for 2 weeks. I wish I'd done it before now, because this is some kind of good. State Representative Josh Morris, Vernon Dukes, Dee Dee Richardson in the house. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good stuff.
And forgiveness. Oh, what a great song.
Sing it, Vern. Sing it.
This is meant for you, Ray. This song is specifically for you, Ray.
I don't doubt that.
Because they're your biggest fan, and, you know, she's loving you.
Hey, I have always said Dee Dee Richardson is God's greatest gift to me. I've always said that. Always said that. Were you about to say something?
Wow. I'm short.
She's short.
I'm short.
But she's very cute. Very cute.
I have a tendency. My feet don't touch the floor, so.
Well, that's a good point.
So her feet are going like this. Yeah.
Wow, that's some good music. I will play
I'm
this at the
you,
house. That's
I'm
some good music.
I'm telling you, you have no idea.
You know, it's kind of, it's not quite, but it's kind of in the Keb Mo style. It's got that great soulful sound to it.
It's soulful,
with a good
but
story.
They're I guess you'd call them a country band, but there's so much new music coming out that's like a, I don't even, you can't even call it country anymore because it's just, it's so
it's got its own genre.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
they just
yeah,
had
yeah.
The
it's the, really, really
the identifiers
soulful.
Of music just haven't caught up. It's yeah. like news. It's like, you know, there's so many new ways now. You don't have to go to a record label anymore. You can put out good music,
right.
And because of YouTube and places like that, Pandora and
exactly.
what have you,
well,
you can make a name for yourself.
I'll tell you, you. As much as I don't like, what is it? Not Facebook. The other one there.
Instagram?
No. The one that they're going to ban. They're banned.
TikTok. Yeah.
There have been some great musical artists on that TikTok. That's what I look for more than anything else. Is
I don't
the
have
music.
A TikTok account, but I see the reels because of social media.
Right.
I actually like TikTok.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have anything against it, but the idea that the Chinese are like paying us, spying on everything you do, that bothers me.
Yeah,
well, fix that. Fix that part of it.
But here's the thing. It's not like they're not doing it anyhow. So two Sundays ago, the Sunday before we went to the inauguration, I sat in church behind a woman named Jen. And so there's a point in our church now where we've adopted this thing where we stand up and say hello to each other to make the church feel small because it's very large.
Yep.
And so she was sitting, and so I had a nice conversation with her. So I get home. I don't carry my phone into church. I've done it twice. But I turn it off if I happen to. I don't like carrying into church. I don't want to. I'm not in church to be bothered.
Right.
And if somebody needs me, they can get hold of Dee Dee, who does bring her phone into church. So my phone. It's not like my phone was with me. There wasn't any identifiable thing on me. But when I get home and I look at Facebook, who is the first person that Facebook says someone you should know and friend? It's this person, Jen. And it was just so crazy because I didn't have my phone with me. I mean, all of it's monitoring us at all times. Oh, there's just no doubt about it. Gary, the name of the band is...
You were wearing your watch.
Oh, I was wearing my watch. You're right about that. Gary, the band is The Red Clay Strays.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
One of my favorite bands right now. Mm. They don't hide the fact that they love the Baby Jesus. There's a lot of songs in there that are, you know, if you love the Baby Jesus, you'll recognize the concept of the song. Their lyrics are just, you know, simple for you to understand, but you know exactly where they're coming from, right?
Since you brought that up, I've been meaning to do this, and I have not done it. I want to profoundly thank everybody who bought my children's book, Carter Finds Christmas. It's still available on every online outlet that you can find. It's available everywhere, and it will be. But I've just been stunned, literally, by how many people have bought the book. And obviously, they're not all from the audience. Amazon in South Africa sold out. Yeah. Literally sold out.
I've read it three times.
What's that?
I've read it three times.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Well, you're in it.
I'm in it.
You're in it.
But it's just, it's a good story. It's a good book.
It's fun.
It's very simple, very easy to read, you know. Yeah. And, you know, I know all the characters.
Yes, you do. And you're one of them.
And I'm one of them.
Yeah.
So.
No, you're one of them. You play
it. That's your character, all right.
Yeah, I'm a character.
He's a character, that's all right. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Josh Morris, you have a new bill in on immunization. So
one of the 2,000 new bills.
Yeah. So what does this bill do?
Yes, this bill deals with a couple of years ago, couple sessions ago during the COVID situation when that... when the vaccine was new, it required that the providers provide the shot for free to anybody who wanted it. And it was supposed to be reimbursed by the state if they were on MainCare, and the insurance companies are supposed to reimburse for their patients that get the COVID vaccine. This bill would repeal that the providers have to provide it for free, so that because the state is not reimbursing like it had been. So this just says basically someone comes in, they want a COVID shot, that the provider can now charge them their price for receiving that shot, so we don't end up with, you know, another problem with people having free shots and not. And again, that gets expensive because if people have been getting a free COVID vaccine or any sort of anything free for healthcare and it doesn't have to be paid for, at some point that cost gets passed on to everybody else.
Yeah.
Or what better yet, don't take the shot at all.
Yeah. What was the impetus for your bill?
The hospitals reached out to me about this. And
Maine Hospital Association?
Yes, they reached out
to Steve Michoud?
No, it would be Jeff Austin.
Oh, Jeff, right. He's their lobbyist, right?
Yes. Yeah, reached out to me about this and, you know, that basically the state is not reimbursing for this like it used to, and they would like to see the, at least that they no longer are in that position of having to give away for free. This specific shot, because I mean, it even beyond that, I think fewer and fewer people now that as we get further and further removed from COVID. But obviously you can see a situation where the companies can start to call anything a COVID shot, right, knowing that it gets given away for free.
Yeah. Which is crazy. Linda from Harpswell says, hey, good morning. Hopping on late today. Just read Governor Janet Mills' concerns about the cost of President Trump's tariffs. Mm. How hypocritical she is to bring up this humongous tax budget and complain about tariffs to stop illegal aliens and fentanyl coming into our country. I think Janet Mills talking about Trump's tariffs is the height of hypocrisy. But she has no boundaries here.
Yeah, given her, I want to be very clear. I'm a free trader. I'm honestly skeptical of these tariffs myself.
Yeah, sure.
As a free trader, I think that there are other things we can do about the issues that he is concerned about.
What would those other things be? Give us an idea of what those other things would be.
I think, one, you got to do something about the demand in this country for drugs. I don't know that we, I think we have gotten away from that, particularly since, you know, remember when I was a kid, there was the Just Say No, there was a very aggressive drug education program in schools.
But it didn't work.
Well,
it didn't work though. I mean, yeah, but I grew up in that era. But, it didn't work. It just got worse.
Worked for me. I would say this. I think he was elected. People are concerned about the price of gas. They're concerned about the price of their groceries. Canada is our number one supplier of foreign energy and foreign oil. And this has the potential to raise gas prices. So that's why that is my concern. I will say
Canada hasn't been good to us.
Nope.
And neither has Mexico.
What did they do to our what did they do to our dairy farmers?
Yeah, that's fair.
What did they
that's
do to our dairy farmers? They tariffed them 293%.
What did they do to our lumber?
Well, and that's why.
Right? What have they done to our lumber industry?
Will you let me finish?
Well,
I was just saying.
The hell with Canada.
I am saying that the reality of it is now, if part of this is a sort of plan on his part to try and get them to come to the table and negotiate these other things, and I can see the value in that.
He did say that. He said
that is part of the.
He did say, if you come here and you work with us, we can figure this out.
Right. That I can understand.
But Trudeau hasn't
wanting to bring them to the table, and this is a way to bring them to the table. That's fine. The reality of it is, though, tariffs are a tax, and they're a tax that are ultimately paid at the back end by the consumer.
It didn't happen the first time, Josh.
We're already paying. Well, I don't want to see my gas prices go up. They're already high enough.
Right, but the last
and
time
and the reality of it
office,
is that this has it, Trump has admitted right, that this could cause short term.
The last time he was in office, right, and he put tariffs on.
He didn't put
what
them,
happened.
He didn't put them to this extent, though. He didn't do it to this extent.
So you know what that's going to mean? It's going to hurt Canada more than it's going to hurt us.
I want to be clear.
It's going to hurt Mexico more than it's going to hurt us.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, and that brings them to the
table.
And if that works, then fine. I said I'm open to that being a possibility.
Sure.
But understand that the short term, we're going to pay more for gas.
All right, then we pay more.
But Vern, we've been saying for the last 4 years we've been mad at Joe Biden for raising gas prices.
Okay, but at the
and that will let me. So we've been mad about Joe Biden because of the raising gas prices because of his policies that directly caused it.
Right.
This is also going to cause a raise in gas prices.
Yeah, but sometimes.
But I'm saying I don't want to pay higher gas prices, no matter who the president is. I'm willing to say if it's bad policy, regardless of whether that president is a Republican or a Democrat.
Right. But sometimes, when you got a broken leg, you got to reset it, and when you have to set that leg, it really hurts. But then the leg is going to get fixed, and it will heal.
Maybe it will.
And then you're better off.
We
as Americans have to stop whining and pissing and moaning and acting like little babies and realize that there are things that need to be fixed that have not been fixed in 50 years.
Again, how do you think?
Right?
First of all, Ronald Reagan was an avid free trader.
Sure.
He was a firm believer, gave several speeches about his belief in free trade and about having trading partners with Canada and Mexico.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
He was and I am saying that if Donald Trump's plan with this is to bring Canada and Mexico to the table to get them to give us a better deal on some of the other products, to what Ray has said and what you have said about the dairy farmers and so forth, that is fair. I agree that any agreements should be reciprocated. That I agree with. But understand, I personally am not. I think right now Americans are dealing with high prices on and everyone you talk to complains about how much they're paying at the pump, how much they're paying for groceries. And in the interim, in the immediate of this, that is going to get worse with higher tariffs on our largest trading partners.
Sure.
I would point out, I know you know history as I do, that, you know, I was reading, it's not an exact analogy, but remember during the Civil War, there was the Trent Affair, where a couple of American boats, Navy boats, intercepted a British boat and took a couple of Confederate passengers off. And this could have threatened to conflagrate into a war with Britain. And Abraham Lincoln very skillfully just essentially apologized to Britain for disrupting international issues, even though he probably felt he was right because of what the South was doing.
Right.
Because he said, hey, the larger fight right now is keeping the Union together. We don't need to get into a war with Great Britain. And that, in other words, that the crisis that was in front of him within his own country was a bigger problem than any international thing. And I would say that the crisis of high prices right now is a huge crisis. Again, I'm open to this as an idea if the goal is to get a better deal with Canada and Mexico, because as he has said, they have ripped us off on some of these things, that it's not fully free trade. If you're then having a huge tariff on some of our products that are coming into your country, and then you want us to keep ours low, I agree. There needs to be reciprocal.
Okay, so,
and if that's the goal and that's what we get ultimately at the end, is a more of a market for our products into these other countries because of lower tariff, because they're willing to negotiate and get us back to a place where there's lower tariffs, then fine.
All right.
But I worry, but the reality of it is that in the interim, while we have had inflation, you put tariffs on something for goods that are coming here that our people are buying, it's going to cause pain for our people.
Okay, so buy the American goods. How about we put our loggers back to work?
Our
logging industry in Maine has taken a beating. It has taken a beating. We've lost a lot of workers, right? A lot of the loggers aren't logging anymore. Give them a reason to go back to work. We've got plenty of people that are sitting on their butts here in the Maine that should be working. There's an opportunity for them to make a good living. We are putting too much money into other countries. China makes all of our drugs. China makes all of our clothes. China makes all the stuff that we need. Most importantly, they make all of our drugs, right? We're getting all of our lumber from Canada. We're getting all of our meat from Canada, right? To hell with Canada, Josh. Let's take care of our butchers here. Let's take care of our loggers here. Let's take care of our dairy farmers here. How about we stop screwing the American dairy farmers? Let's stop screwing the American lumber guys. Let's stop screwing all the workers here in this country. America first. That's what Donald Trump is trying to do. America first. Take care of the American workers.
I think
we've given away too much. Well, you hush for a minute because you've talked long enough. Now I'm going to get. We have way too many people who have been sitting on their behinds for too long doing absolutely nothing because their jobs are gone, right? I can't find a cook, right? I can't find a cook because they're all trimming weed now, right? It's a whole new industry, and it's destroying a whole nother industry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But there are plenty of people out there who need a job, who aren't working. What's the percentage of people in Maine that aren't working right now, Ray?
So right now the workforce participation rate is 59.9%.
So what?
That's the available workforce, which means 40.1% aren't working.
Exactly.
But okay, so how are these higher tariffs going to put people back to work if there are jobs available now that they're not taking?
Because they create jobs.
But
American jobs.
But if there are jobs available now that people are not taking. My mother retired from Texas Instruments over a year ago.
Uh-huh.
Texas Instruments is struggling to find workers right now, and those are good paying jobs.
Yes, they are.
So how is if this is bringing back...
You know how we fix that?
How?
Fix the welfare system.
I agree with you 100%.
Let's 86 half these people who are collecting welfare right now that shouldn't be collecting welfare.
You know what?
Let's start there.
But you know, again, to the point of this whole thing, do you know what part of the problem is? Because some of these places require you to pass a drug test, and a lot of people can't.
Well, let's clean them up.
A lot of workers,
right?
A lot of people that would otherwise be eligible to work can't pass a drug test.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, I know a guy in Poland who's cleaning up guys right now.
I mean, for instance, they've legalized pot.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's a drug.
Yeah.
So if you've got a trucker's license, how is that legal? I mean, it's legal.
You can't do it.
Yeah, you
can't do it.
Federal government can't allow it.
I was looking for a CBD product because at one point I was having gout, and somebody told me, you know, this CBD does great for gout. I'm saying, okay. So I go to one of those shops, and I said to the woman, it so happens that her and her husband, they own the business, and they were both pharmacists, right? So I said to her, I said, hey, I have gout in my big toe, and I really need to deal with this because, you know, when it's in your right foot and you're trying to push down on the gas pedal,
hurts.
It really hurts. right? So if we could find some way, and I was told that CBD, she goes, no, you can't do it. That was her immediately. No, you can't do it. I'm like, why not? She said, there's CBD that doesn't have THC. And she goes, all CBDs have some amount of THC in them. In order for it to work, it has to have a certain amount of THC in it. She goes, there is enough THC that if you take a drug test, it's going to show up in your system. I said, are you serious? She goes, very much so. Right? So
well, then if that's the case, then everyone who seeks a federal firearms permit to buy a gun
basically
would now fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. No, that's true. That is true.
Well, let's see. What is Mills after? Guns.
And money.
Yeah. And money.
And money.
And opportunity.
Yep. Lawyers, guns, and money.
Babies.
Lawyers, guns, and money. Yeah.
But I mean, to the point of what, yes, it is hypocritical for Janet Mills to be talking about it when she is talking about, when she has already raised taxes and continues to raise taxes.
Yeah.
Right.
If she's concerned about what Mainers are paying, then why does she continue
to raise
their taxes?
Well, again, here's another example, and I brought this up before you guys got here this morning. So on Friday morning's paper, it talked about fourth graders who can't read with comprehension and do mathematics.
Exactly.
That not only are we at the bottom, but we had the lowest drop in comprehension in the country. It's not just that we're at the bottom. We had the lowest drop in comprehension.
Right.
And then the next day's paper was, Maine election officials are very concerned that Trump may restrict funds over the DEI, getting rid of DEI in the schools.
Good.
All they care about is money. They don't pursue excellence. They don't have any thought about it. We have pumped millions and millions and millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars into education.
How many schools with the number of children have dropped in the schools, right? And yet we're giving them more money every year. You have fewer students and you're asking for more money.
And it's not just that.
And they're not teaching them.
That the state is giving more.
The state, yeah.
But the locals are raising property taxes dramatically because it's, you know what it's all about? It's about money. It's not about excellence. Our children, the statistical evidence is overwhelming. It has been now for a long time. They deny it. They always say this. They always say that. Yeah. Every state in the country deals with what we deal with, except we deal with less of it. You know, they're saying, Ray, you don't understand. There's so many English as a second language children. No, we're the whitest dadgum state in the country.
Right. Well, look.
Yes, other states deal with it, but we deal with it less than they do.
And listen.
They just make excuses for their failure.
I'm going to tell you this right now, and Josh, this is something that you're going to probably end up having to deal with, you and your peoples up there, right? Nobody's really talking about this.
Your peoples?
But
you have peoples?
His
peoples. Nobody's really talking about this, but you look at what's going on up in the Lewiston school districts right now.
Yeah.
Lewiston is a complete and utter crap show.
Uh-huh.
Right? And all of the good teachers in Lewiston are leaving.
Oh, yeah, because they're putting it on.
All of them are leaving.
So it's so bad that the Washington Post referred to Lewiston as Little Mogadishu.
Exactly.
That's what the Washington Post did.
So now, I got nothing against the Somalis, okay? But I'm going to tell you right now, you better teach your children how to treat people properly. I don't care what your religion says. You are not in Somalia anymore. You are in America. Teach your children to treat their teachers better. Because they're women, a lot of the teachers, they treat them as if they're second-class citizens. They don't listen to them. They act up, especially the boys. And because of it, your school systems are going down the crap hole. And it's only going to get worse. So something needs to happen. Something needs to be fixed. And all you crazy leftists out there who care about these children, well, guess what? Their education is going downhill. And it's only getting worse.
That's the plan.
Yeah, it seems to be the plan, doesn't it? They don't care. They do not care.
Because if you're not educated, guess what?
You're stuck to the state. The state owns you.
You're stuck to dependence. Yeah. They don't care. If they cared, with the evidence being so overwhelming that Maine's educational system has fallen from among the best in the country 30 years ago to the worst in the country, they would do something about it. But they don't. They don't care. It's a lie.
Yeah.
Are there some good teachers? Yes. But those good teachers, they won't speak out because they're worried about their careers. We are being inundated with mediocrity here. We're being inundated with an educational philosophy that is failing Maine, and the evidence comes directly from the state government.
Yep.
It is overwhelming, and all we do is pour money into it. And if anybody says anything and you say, wait a minute, why all this money, fewer students, worse results, you hate education, which is a damnable lie. These are losers that are running this. These are losers. These are all losers because we're losing. That's what losers do. They lose, and now our children are losing.
WLOB Portland, WLOBradio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.
Imposes 25% tariffs on their imports tomorrow, another 10% on goods from China.